Okay, when we get a break from posting slideshows and yakking it up on Twitter, the BPP is going to take up knitting. Those are our new orders.
Some of us already did.
From our web editor, Laura Conaway Easy. Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
Extreme knitters, are we really doing it?
Yeah, we're doing it, man. I'm a believer now. Caitlin Kenny, one of the producers here, put up a slideshow yesterday about people who knit all kinds of incredible things, including entire coverings for park benches. They've knitted it. They call them tags, and they've put a knit tag on the Great Wall of China and on light poles. They're based out of Houston, and a listener down there, Julie, actually picked up on this slideshow, and she wrote in. You want to read that one, Allison?
And she wrote to us, "It's neat to be driving to work and see a bridge railing or a stop sign pole covered in a knitting cozy. It brightens up an otherwise aggressively urban landscape with a bit of unexpectedness and whimsy. I always wondered who these clever folks were, and then wonder who the killjoys are who remove the cozies."
Isn't that mean?
I do.
to remove the cozy?
It's just a piece of yarn.
Hey, you know what? The story, the interview we did with that woman is one of the most emailed at NPR.
Yeah, check it out. Check out this slideshow. It's called Extreme Knitters Rock the Yarn, and it's every bit the fun that it sounds like it might be. So that's pretty cool.
What else?
We have another slideshow coming. These kids at St. Mary's College in Maryland did this second annual polar bear dip. It's like, we're calling it our swimsuit issue. They take off their clothes, and boy, do they look great, let me tell you. And they all run into the water, and they rescue somebody dressed up in a sort of in a mascot suit, like a polar bear. Anyway, Pauline Bartoloni put this thing together. This guy, Shane Hall, was there. I'll let him tell you about it.
Everybody came down, changed in our boathouse, put on their bathing suits, signed a safety form. We stood around. We had the president of our environmental group, Joanna Gibson, got up the megaphone, gave a little rallying speech.
And we're polar bears,
black. Reminded us not to, like, drown while we're out there.
And we're going to be
So there's a point to it. They're environmentalists.
They're environmentalists, yeah.
I
the
see.
Idea is, you know.
Not just wacky kids running into the water.
No, sorry.
They're wacky kids who are environmentalists.
Okay.
Well, yeah, anyway, so you don't want to miss, you know, this many college kids in bathing suits. Definitely, it's all there for you. On a little bit more serious note, today I'm going to post the final conversation with Lee Siegel, who's the author of Against the Machine, Being Human in the Age of the Electronic Mob. He's a really smart guy who has some real problems with the way the internet is working on our human lives. Sometimes I have a problem with the way it's working on mine. He's been grading our blog and our Twitter feed, and I just want to say thank you to Lee Siegel for being such a great guest. He's been a very good sport. He got on the Twitter feed yesterday, and you could see just how different he is from a lot of people. He was on there writing about James Madison and, you know, Greek democracy, and people got on him a little bit, but he's really stuck with it, and I got to say thanks to Lee Siegel. And last, I want to do a little bit of response to, we had a blog item Rachel Martin put up about the tough treatment of cows on their way to the slaughter in this California butchering operation. Do you guys know about this story?
Yeah, we were talking about yesterday's meeting a little bit.
It had some horrifying sound effects, too, as I recall.
Yeah, somebody got a camera inside this one slaughterhouse, and basically it's, you know, cows who couldn't otherwise really walk to their own deaths were being sort of helped along, let's say. And basically, Rachel Martin blogged about it and asked whether it makes a difference if your T-bone comes from an ailing cow prodded along by electric shocks. Allison, you want to take it?
Yeah, Maura wrote in, sure it matters, in the same way that it matters if a company uses a sweatshop or child labor.
Yeah, I mean, Maura's she's a person who comes up on our blog a lot. I almost think of her as part of the family. And it was just interesting to see, you know, people you know through the blog and through the Twitter feed responding to this idea. I mean, we eat meat. We've had people on the show talking about, like Michael Pollan, about ethical meat. It's a big subject right now. And yet here's this news coming out that makes you look at where some of your meat comes from. Another person, Alice, another frequent flyer on our blog, wrote, if you're going to eat meat that's produced by the meat industry, I think you give up the rights to complain about how the animal is treated. They're bred and raised to be slaughtered. If that bothers you, consider becoming a vegetarian.
Or hunting. I mean, no joke. You know, Ted Nugent runs around with a crossbow. You know why? Because that's what he does to eat. Okay. If you have a problem with the way they treat animals, go get a crossbow.
So check it out. The thread is still open, and it's ready for you to come and jump in on it.
All right. And music lovers, there's a Jack Johnson video exclusive podcast.
That's right. There's one on the blog and one on the podcast. Come check it out.
All right. NPR.org/Bryant Park. The lady in charge of that all is Laura Conaway. Thanks, Laura.
The great Laura Conaway.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up on the show, Daniel Holloway, our movie guy, is here with a rundown of what to watch or not to watch.
It's lean times at the movies. Lean times.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.